Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The American Honey Princess is coming to Kentucky. That news from Tammy Horn, state apiarist in the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, calling it a fine opportunity for that farm city connection.
We're really excited this year to host Elena Hoffman, who actually comes to us from Pennsylvania. But she works in the apiary with her father in Pennsylvania. And so she will be arriving at the Kentucky State Fair August the 20th. And she will stay with us through that last weekend when we get such a high turnout of people.
Horn says there's a honey princess and a queen, and both go through a rigorous program to achieve that status.
The women who are elected in those roles have to go through a series of exams in which they are tested on everything from bee biology to honey chemistry. So when they finish going through that series of tests, both of those women are just high caliber ambassadors for the bee industry.
For fairgoers who get to meet her, she can tell you everything you need to know about a bee.
Absolutely. And also honey. One of the things that they do really well is talk about the importance of honey to diets, and how honey has 14 antioxidants.
And we'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
811-811-811-811-811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
The State Fair opens next Thursday, August 14th, and at the honey exhibit, visitors can learn about different looks and tastes of honey depending on the crops the bees have worked.
Eastern Kentucky has very forest-based florals, and they can be very dark and have a complexity that I am biased toward, I must say. I'm from Harlan County. But then the Western Kentucky honeys are much more prairie-based, so you have a lot more clovers, and so it's a lighter taste and a lighter color.
She quickly added she liked those Western Kentucky honeys too, quipping she'd never met a style or taste she didn't like. And she urged state fairgoers to visit beekeepers at their exhibit.
We have a variety of honeys from around the state. Those are available for purchase. And what's nice about the state fair is that people can try the honey before they purchase it.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.